Welcome to Smart Marketing for Small Business. We are a show designed to open your mind in all ways. We want to make you smarter. We want to make you be able to outthink, outsmart, outflank, and outmaneuver your competition without having to outspend them. And we do that in a number of ways. We present smart thoughts for smart thinkers through our guests, which you will be introduced to a fabulous guest in a few moments. We do it through our LinkedIn groups. We ask you to go and participate in the discussions or start a discussion at Smart Marketing for Small Business, Creative Thinkers Forum, Celebrities for Marketing, or my favorite, Fearless Marketers, for those of you who aren't afraid to step outside and take a little bit of risk. And my name is Leslie Wolf. I'm CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia, and I'm the host of this show. And we have a number of other things for you to be aware of. One is our blog, smartmarketingmoves.com, which you are more than welcome to visit and share. If you have topics that you think we should be covering, comments that you have, you should reach out to me at marketingsmartly, S-M-A-R-T-L-Y, at AOL.com, marketingsmartly at AOL.com. You know, my background is more than a half a century in the marketing arena, writing and lecturing on it for more than 40 years. You can also go up to our website, smartmarketinggroup.com, and if you're interested, go look at our advisory services. We have a unique program called the Advisory Time Block Program, and you may find it interesting if you're looking for a sounding board on a as-needed basis. In addition to the fact, we do workshops, seminars, and speeches. But that's enough about that for the moment. Let me introduce our guest, Robin Samora. Robin, are you there?
I am here. Thank you for having me, Les.
It's my pleasure. Why don't you first tell our audience a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. So I'm Boston-based, but tonight, the day before Thanksgiving, I'm in Austin, Texas with my family. And I am a PR and small business marketing specialist or guru or expert, although I don't think any of us are really experts. I think we're all collaborators in the learning process. I work with big companies.
I'll call you a genius.
I help big companies with marketing programs, mostly in the brand ambassador world. And then I help entrepreneurs, experts, authors, and small business owners help them with their visibility and PR strategy so that they can get the biggest bang for their buck with all kinds of low-cost and free publicity strategies and different ways that they can promote themselves online and offline, even without a PR budget.
Do you believe, this is a discussion I had with someone recently, that a lot of companies don't understand the role of public relations? As I have lectured before, advertising creates awareness, promotion creates movement, but public relations creates credibility. Would you say that's an agreeable description?
I'd say that public relations creates credibility. Public relations is different from advertising because advertising is paid for. PR are strategies and tactics that you use that typically don't cost any money, depending, you know, on what the strategy is. But PR is meant to enhance your brand, to give you credibility, to raise your expert profile in the market, and to really give people just like what you would think, a positive reflection of who you are, what you do, and your services.
Yeah, I would also say that one of the problems that we have today with technology, everyone thinks, whether it's social media or what emails, what have you, that this is an immediate answer. And I'm not sure they understand the fundamentals that have to go into that. What do you feel? Do they understand the power of words? Do they understand the fundamentals that you have to do no matter what the tool is? You know, fundamentals.
Right. I mean, I understand what you're saying, Les. So with any kind of marketing or any kind of public relations or communications plan, we need to have a very strong foundation. And, as I said, Rome wasn't built in a day. Everything takes time, and it takes time to plant. You have to envision it. You vision it. You think it. You put it into, inspired action. And then you have to always follow up and tweak. So things take time. Typically, you're not an overnight success as much as, many of us might want to be. But it takes a plan and consistent planning, implementation, and tweaking to make something really work, because nothing's ever perfect. I always talk about wabi-sabi, the art of imperfection. I think you have to get out there and do your plan and come up with something, and then you can tweak it as you go along, because nothing will ever, ever be perfect. But there are so many wonderful things that you can do with PR, free publicity strategies, low-cost promotion tools, so many different things that you can do that I think it's just starting it, deciding who, of course, your target market is, how you think you're going to reach them, and then always be tweaking the plan depending on what you're getting for a response and what your ROI is. And your promotional ROI might be a little bit different from your business ROI. But I think that when you kind of balance them out and you're always out there with your marketing and with your PR, and they're like sisters, and you marry them together along with sales, and then they all work perfectly together, marketing and PR.
It's what I call an integrated marketing strategy. You're developing a marketing mosaic or a marketing tapestry, and PR is a major aspect of that. But how did you get into PR? Did you choose to go that way, or did it choose you?
Well, I think that's a really interesting question. I was in high school, and I was always working for my dad. He was an entrepreneur. He had a pretty famous recording studio in the Boston area. And so we were talking one day about, what I might like to do, what would I like to study. He said, you'd be great at PR. I said, Dad, what's PR? He goes, oh, you'd be great at it. It's working with the public. You're really friendly. You're creative. So I said, okay. So I ended up going to Boston University to a great program there. And actually, I just taught there last month, and it was so great to go back. But it kind of, I guess, working with entrepreneurs is something that seemed very natural to me, because I had always been working with entrepreneurs and witnessing either at the kitchen table. Both my mom and dad were entrepreneurs. So we discussed every single thing you could possibly imagine. And it almost seemed like I was brought up that way. And I think that working with entrepreneurs for me is very satisfying and rewarding, because I've seen a lot, but I also have I look at things a little bit differently probably than the average bear. And I love being able to be of service and to help people come up with different ideas and solve their problems, like sort of like spot coaching in a way, but to come up, because we all get kind of stuck in seeing whatever our problems are, and we can't think outside of them. So that's why it's always great to be able to have someone to talk to, even if it's just to kind of brainstorm about, do you think this might work? And then someone can always give you different ideas around it. And because we can't think of everything, we're sometimes too close to it.
Well, I find that quite often one of the problems are that people are reactive rather than proactive. And they need to take time to think things through, think things out. And I find in general they just tend to react to things. And one of the things that I think PR does so effectively is create a differentiation between themselves and their competition. It can be very,
absolutely,
very effective.
It's all about positioning. Absolutely, I totally agree. And it's always tweaking that positioning and then making sure that it gets out there in the right way. There are so many different social media platforms that we could, be using, but we can't use them all. I mean, you maybe could, but you can't use them all effectively. So I always tell my clients, pick two or three that you're going to really use and really be awesome with them. So there's so many ways that you can position yourself with public relations. I mean, you have networking, you have in-person, you have all of your online blogging and guest blogging and podcasting and speaking opportunities, the way you write, the way you show up, everywhere you go, because you are your brand wherever you go, Les. You know that.
No, absolutely. I want to talk about this. You have a unique program that I would like to hear a little bit more about. You call it Pay It Forward. Can you tell us a little bit about this project?
Absolutely. So I'm really excited about this new program. It's called Pay It Forward Retreats. And my partner and I, Rachel Coburn-Johnson, and I came up with this program actually while we were at my lake house last summer. And we both love to travel, and we both also love to work with entrepreneurs. So we decided that we would come up with this, we'll call it a travel circle of sorts, but it's also a program where we'll be taking 10 entrepreneurs or 10 women with entrepreneurial spirit, you know, fun, adventurous women who want to travel the world and who want to go to different locations, and we're tying it in with a charity. So this spring, in April 10 to 16 or 18, depending if there's an extended trip that they might be taking, we're going to Guatemala. I'm so excited. And we're going to be working with a charity called Friendship Bridge. And Friendship Bridge helps women, helps entrepreneurial women, because there's so many entrepreneurial women in Guatemala, but it will help them eliminate poverty and also empower them so they can make more money so that they can help themselves and their family. So this whole idea really is about helping a global entrepreneurs around the world. And this is the first trip that we're going to be having for Guatemala, and we're really very excited about it. It's got a fantastic itinerary with some things that are just so one of a kind that, you know, they're, and so that's one of the things that we're doing, because we as entrepreneurs, we as women, have so many different experiences, and we've been so fortunate to be able to have this flexibility and the ability to make money and create our own worlds and our own schedules. And so it would be wonderful to be able to give back in some way to these women, and we're going to be doing it through microcredit, through microloans with Friendship Bridge. So part of the fee for the program will go to help women in Guatemala in the Friendship Bridge program, which is a very cool program in itself.
Now, how do you, I would imagine that you're using PR to generate interest from female entrepreneurs to take this trip?
Yes, we are. So we just, and really, it was so interesting, because Guatemala is a hot spot for women entrepreneurs. You can believe it. And I never really realized that we had some help. We had some help from a travel agency that does absolutely distinctive trips in the Boston area. And she pretty much convinced us that Guatemala would be a fantastic first trip for us. And so the PR that we're doing, we started a blog at payitforwardretreats.com. So we write in a blog. We write a few times a week there. We have a Facebook page. We have Twitter. I'm going to be on some podcasts. I'm doing this interview now. We're doing so many different kinds of things. And, you know, one of the biggest ways is, you know, of course, to be interviewed for travel blogs, for entrepreneurial blogs. So we've got pitches out there. We're approaching NPR. It's the same thing that you would do for a business, but this is going to be for just another type of a cause-related marketing effort, and that's the payitforwardretreats.com. And, you know, we really do hope to go global with it, and we've got some great training that's going to be happening there too as well.
Are you bringing in corporate marketing partners? Because this would be an ideal test for some of them to get their feet wet.
Absolutely. We would certainly be open to that. We have about 6 spots left on the trip, and we are working again with Friendship Bridge, but they're our charity. So, yes, we'd absolutely be open to that. We've really only started marketing it about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And we'd be very happy to entertain different sponsors. And, you know, we're both, Rachel and I are each running our own business, and we have other families and other things going on as well. But, yeah, I mean, you know, we want to launch this in a very big way, have our first really successful trip, and then build on it, because we'd like to do 2 trips a year. And really, we decided that we want to get a group of women together that love to travel, that really want to pay it forward, have fun, make a difference, have an upscale vacation. Because even though Guatemala might not be, like you would think of a luxurious place of vacation, we're going to some absolutely fantastic historical inns, one-of-a-kind tours, cooking tours. We're going to go have an experience near a volcano with a shaman. I mean, we're doing things that we would love to do. So we want to find other women like us, in a sense, that want to go and really experience life, but also want to give back and pay it forward because they have been blessed and they want to also take this experience. They'll never have anything like it again. And it will be only women on this trip. And I think that once we build the trip and more people find out about it, we'll be able to then, do others as well. And our hope is to do it 2 times a year.
Oh, it sounds like a fantastic program, and I can see the PR value on it. In fact, one of the things that strikes me from a corporate point of view, depending on whether or not a company has business in Central or South America, could be a great PR vehicle for them to reach out, because I would imagine, based on what I've read, there are a lot of women who would like to start their own business. And I don't mean just in the United States, but I mean around the world. And I would imagine Pay It Forward is filling a hunger that's out there, that you're touching a nerve.
I think you're right, and I think that Pay It Forward is also something that's in your soul. You either want to pay it forward because you feel blessed and you feel grateful, or it's something that might not be of interest to you, but there's lots of ways that you can pay it forward. You certainly don't have to take this vacation, and you could pay it forward, helping a child with their homework. There's so many different ways to pay it forward. If we just each really just think about someone other than ourselves to help, I think that's paying it forward. But this is a pay it forward trip for also to have fun and to have some adventure and to go places around the globe that many women have never been to. I've traveled a lot of the world, but I've never been to Guatemala, so I'm really looking forward to it.
No, it sounds fascinating. Let me get back to a moment a little bit about your regular business. Now,
sure.
Do you do workshops and do you lecture?
Yes, I do. Well, I'm a speaker. I'm finishing my first book, and I also consult with clients and help them increase their visibility, come up with a PR roadmap for them. And all this, what this does is it just helps them sell more products and services, gives them a very strong, solid foundation on their message, who they are, what they sell, who they want to reach. And I come up with a whole program with them on how they can increase their business through increasing their own visibility, credibility, leadership position, things like that. And we work on their personal and professional brands so that they're consistent everywhere they go, online, offline, LinkedIn, which is so critically important, Twitter. The messaging is all good. Their graphics are all in line. And it makes someone feel, A, more confident, but, B, even I think that I had sent you, for example, my new speaker sheet. And when you have all that information all together, all coherent, it just makes the world of difference. And I love to speak. I do workshops. I've been speaking at a few colleges lately. I speak at some expos. And I also work with clients privately, so I just love my work because I'm able to really make a difference, and you have to really be able, a client has to be able to open up and really talk about what's important to them so that we design a value-based program. In other words, core values are so important to what I want to do with them so that we make sure that everything is in integrity with them, their programs and everything that we create. And also they feel so excited because it gives them such a boost. And actually now for 2016, Cyber Monday, I'm coming out with a new program that's called 90 Days to fire up your PR and marketing program in 2016. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be super. It's going to be a 90-day program, but it's almost, it is half price. It's going to be great. I'm really excited about it. And I think really you need some time to be able to kickstart the program, but you also have to make a decision. Yes, I am serious. Yes, I want to build my business. I want to get out there in a very big way. And you can't just sit on your butt. You have to go and you have to do it. You know that. It's all about
reward. Well, one of the points that you just hit on is one of the weaknesses a lot of businesses have, and that's making a decision and making their mind up to do something about it. And let's keeping that in mind, how does anyone reach you? What is your website?
Go ahead, tell our audience how to reach you. Yep. So it's Robin Samora, RobinSamora.com. And if you go on my website, I have two totally amazing brand new special reports that you can download. You'll get a weekly email PR newsletter with tips of the week, but also these two reports that I have are really chock full of information, and they definitely are a must read and a resource that you might want to keep. And I would love to talk to them. I also, you know, feel free to give me a call. And you could reach me at robin@robinsamora.com, or people could call me, too, at 617-921-3448. I love to talk to new people because that's how it all starts, about reaching out, asking questions, and seeing if there's a connection. And that's really important when you pick someone to work with, no matter what, is that you have a connection with them and you feel that they're going to be able to help you and that you want them to help you. And because when you resist the help, it's never going to work.
Oh, I can believe that. Now, hold on for a moment while I put up a quick ad.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I want to tell people, if they're interested, I have an e-book out there called Smart Thinking, Volume 1, and that's what you would just Google, is Smart Thinking, Volume 1, and it is a book that will come up on Smashwords, which is the name of the publisher. And it is an interesting combination of stories of what people have done to succeed. And I think it would be something that would be stimulating and motivating for the reader to enjoy. But the other thing, as I said, we want to hear from you in the audience, because we want to bring people like Robin to you. And I'd like to have you email me any topic you would like us to have someone speak about. In fact, if you have a story and you have background that you think would be informative and educational for our audience, let me know. Go to Marketing Smartly, SMARTLY, marketingsmartly@AOL.com, and let us know. Let me hear from you, because it would be interesting. All right, let me ask you, what kind of content and activity do you need on your social media platforms? Because I've heard so many different variations from people as to what they do. I think you briefly mentioned you don't have to be on every one, but what do you feel are the key social media tools that should be used?
Okay. I'm not sure if you mean tools or platforms, but let me just address it the
platform
way that I think you mean. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
So I guess it also, first of all, depends upon what your product is, what your service is. So, for example, if you market to women, Pinterest, absolutely, right? Pinterest is 70% women, it reaches women, and women love Pinterest. I think it also depends upon if you're selling to the corporate market or professionally. LinkedIn is so underutilized and so fantastic. There's so many things that you can do with it. I think Twitter, if you're willing to spend 20 minutes a day and to get your platform strong, follow the people that you want to, that you have to have content. But you can do a lot of the stuff with free tools like Hootsuite and Buffer. And if you don't mind writing and you get it all together on an editorial calendar, that you could do that as well. Facebook, depending on what your product or service is, would also be appropriate. And of course, YouTube. I mean, some of us hate to be on video, but you can take presentations, you can make slideshares, put them to music. There's so many things that you can do with YouTube. So I would say, depending, I'd have to look at what your program was, but at least if you can pick three out of those, plus have a pretty damn good website, and follow-up, because follow-up is really important, too. You don't have to have all the bells and whistles. I just went to a mobily responsive website, and my new website launched last week, and I love it, and I encourage you to take a look at it at robinsmore.com. But I think that you do three social media platforms that you are honestly going to do, and do it with complete enthusiasm, and make sure your messaging is consistent on all the platforms, and make sure that you share, and you know, you the 80-20 rule, I pretty much tell most people, share other people's content and then promote yourself the other time, because you have to engage. Social media is social. You have to engage, and as long as you're engaging and doing all the other things that you need to do on your PR and marketing platforms too, then I think that that's great, and it takes time. But I think that if you're consistent with your work, I know if you're consistent with your work and you're out there speaking, or you're out there blogging or guest blogging or podcasting and taking all of this material and being able to repurpose it as well, that really makes a difference. Because everywhere someone finds you on the internet, you want to always be saying not the same exact thing, but the same kind of messaging that reflects your brand, that really reflects who you are.
No, these are good tips. Are there any other tips? I mean, we're going into a new year in just a couple of weeks. It's hard to believe that the year's going that fast. But with the few minutes that we have left, are there anything else that you would like to make as a point to this audience?
Yes, I would like to say that there's one tool that I'm sure most of you probably know about, and it's called Harrow, Help a Reporter Out. And I would absolutely encourage everyone to pitch the press through Harrow. And pretty much Harrow of reporters who have different inquiries, and you can, for example, I'll tell you a really fast story, but I have a client that is a fashion stylist, and she was judging Miss America. Well, I just happened to be browsing through the categories, and someone was looking for, a reporter was looking for information on executive fashion. Anyway, I wrote to him. I told her she was judging Miss America. I said, you know, please, you know, see if would you be interested in talking with her? Bingo, the way that I positioned it, it was short, it was quick. He wrote me back. He said, absolutely, set them up while she was, you know, early in the morning one day. So the point is that I think you always have to get your name out there to the journalists in your industry. You can research them. You should connect with them. But honestly, I really, really, really encourage you to download those two free reports, and not just because I want you to visit my website, but because I spent 3 months writing them, and they're very comprehensive, and they'll give you lots and lots of ideas on how you can promote yourself or your small business and do it in a way that works for you, that's authentic, that's with who you are. So I would say read that and try to answer more press inquiries as a quick answer.
All right, we're going to wrap up. We only have a few, short 30 seconds or so left. I want to thank you so much, and we will be talking to you more and more. Please feel free to go to our LinkedIn groups and, you know, start any discussion, let people know, go to our smartmarketingmoves.com. You know, your wisdom will help our audience. And
you've
sparked
much,
a bunch
thank
of
you.
Ideas that I would like to talk to you about, but we'll do that after Thanksgiving.
That sounds wonderful, and I wish everybody a very, very happy Thanksgiving. We have all so much to be grateful for, and I really feel blessed, and thank you for having me on the show.
It's my pleasure, and the happiest and healthiest of holidays, dear.
Thank you. Take care.
You take care. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that And that is an example of the wonderful talent that we have on this show. So spread the word. Smart Marketing for Small Business, Wednesday nights at 11 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.